What's the current protocol to monitor for cardiac problems?
Well, all women who are receiving trastuzumab should have a baseline ejection fraction. And, of course, in the studies, only women who had a normal ejection fraction could enroll in the studies. And then typically, women are monitored every 3 months. They have an ejection fraction after completing the anthracycline portion of the treatment program. And then typically during that year's worth of Herceptin, somewhere in the range of every 3 months, that may turn out to be overkill, but given the fact that that is the way that it was done in the studies, at least until we are given a different algorithm and until someone has prospectively tried a different algorithm, it's what I would tend to use.
Do you think that oncology healthcare professionals, nurses, and physicians should be asking patients about cardiac-related symptoms, or by using these kinds of screening methods, are you just going to detect it earlier and that's not really necessary?
Well, I think actually we should be asking people about those symptoms. I will be the first to admit that it sometimes is the type of question that one can forget, particularly in the setting of a busy practice. But it is important. And certainly if someone raises the issue of having symptoms, even if she had a relatively recent ejection fraction that was normal, it's well worth looking into it further because ejection fractions can change over time. And we actually don't know how well a change in ejection fraction predicts for subsequent problems.
What are some of the more effective questions to ask a patient to maybe try to pick this up at an early stage?
Probably the most important questions would be related to dyspnea with exertion or pedal edema. Typically, symptoms are going to be relatively subtle at first, and it's really only in the setting of subtle symptoms that questioning is going to pick up something that the patient isn't going to volunteer.